The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, we have almost no time for a trip around the NFL. Isn't that a shame?
We have an hour plus. What are you talking about?
We got to get back to Steelers, Bob.
Or isn't that part of the NFL?
Yes, but I'm talking the NFL at
all large. Right, we have a little bit of time. Let's go. The 1 minute conversation about Juan Soto turned into a 15 minute free for all.
A 15 minute free for all, yes. All right, let's go to the key games here. Well, let's go Eagles-Panthers because the Steelers play the Eagles. The Eagles, again, have people sniping at each other. I don't know that I've seen a team in sports have as much success as they seem to have with as many problems. They're 11-2, and the story coming out of that game was A.J. Brown saying, yeah, passing is our problem on offense. He doesn't like the workload that he's getting. Everybody seems so unhappy there all the time, Bob.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. You know, and again, that's how fans think. That's how players sometimes think. I like how Mike Williams thinks of the Steelers right now because he doesn't really, you know, he doesn't go out of his way to say, I need more touches, I need more targets. He just plays the game. If he gets it, he gets it. 3 games in a row, he never got targeted, didn't say anything. I like that kind of attitude because the bottom line is winning. I thought that was a trap game for them against Carolina. I thought looking ahead to what they had, which is the Steelers, that they were going to maybe get a little, you know, caught from behind. They almost did, but they won. And so that sets up a big matchup, as you say, the PIAA state championship next week in Philly.
Chiefs 19, Chargers 17. Here's my take on this that I tweeted last night. They're unbelievable. Patrick Mahomes is obviously an all-time great. And they're sitting here looking at the number one seed. There have been 8 teams previous to them who have tried for a three-peat, Bob. Guess how many secured the number one seed in the playoffs when they were trying?
None.
For the, one.
One?
The Niners in 1990. And they lost to the New York Giants because they fumbled the ball late and the Giants hit a long field goal to go to the Super Bowl. What they're doing is almost unprecedented just in securing a one seed if they do it. However, I find them to be the most annoying, irritating professional sports team that I can ever remember. Every one of their games, I become highly irritated, sometimes to the point of being enraged. I'm so sick of them and the way that they win. All respect to them, Bob, but I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, 12-1. It could be 6-7. Last night's another example. You know, I was wondering about what Andy Reid would do, and I was kind of in my own way hoping that that kick that Matthew Wright made was a miss. He almost missed it. He clanged it. It was a short field goal. He clanged it and went in. But my complaint would have been, and I said this he called a timeout with 1 second left, Joe. If I'm going to be, and it wasn't fourth down, I'm going to try a field goal, I want to leave my way a little room in case there's a snap problem. I'll just fall on it, give myself another shot because it's not fourth down. He never gave that opportunity to exist. He was going to go all in with this Matthew Wright, one shot to win it, and he did. But, man, that's dangerous.
Who am I to challenge Andy Reid on how he manages the ends of games?
Did you think the same thing, though?
I did.
Did you want to leave a little time in case there was some sort of botched
Snap. I did, but he literally wins every single close game. They're unbelievable. Limits, do you find them irritating at this point?
100%.
I hated that game last night. I hated it.
They're not the Patriots because you don't have that same emotional attachment against the Chiefs because the Steelers and Patriots just had so many duels where they kept them away from the Super Bowl. But yeah, I'm so tired of the Chiefs. I'm so done. They're winning in the most dumb, irritating ways possible with missed kicks, doink kicks, block kicks, non-penalties calls. So sick of it.
You know what, though? They beat all kinds of teams doing it that way. And the only thing that matters to them, I mean, to some degree, Bob, they're running on fumes at this point. You know how many football games they've played in the last 5 years? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but they're
yet, the only thing that matters to them is, will we put ourselves in position for the easiest path to the Super Bowl? And they're doing that.
Although
and you're
going
to have to
this.
Beat him late.
I will say this, though. Going to Arrowhead does not have the same mystique as it did the last couple of years. It seems like they've won a lot of games there that they were one-score games at the end. Somehow they used Mahomes to get him out of the way, and he's done that. Give him a lot of credit for that. But I don't think they're as intimidating, let's say, going into Arrowhead as it's been before. They will get a week off if they get the number one seed, and that's huge.
It's huge.
For them especially, because of what you cited.
They're the team to beat. Their best games are in front of them. I heard Kyle Brandt comparing them to the Jordan Bulls, and it's true. You know, this is mid-November, a back-to-back against the Hawks and the Knicks, and you might look like crap, and you probably will win them in the end, but who cares? Your body clock is set for playoff time. That's what the Chiefs' body clocks are set for. So you complain about Chris Jones. He hasn't done anything in a while. You go watch him in January. And Mahomes and Kelsey. And I can't stand it anymore. Limits. I can't.
I'm over it. I'm just over it. Like, it gets annoying when, well, you know, sorry, I tried to do something
else. That scared
me,
Limits.
I tried to do this.
Yes.
Because that's what's going on.
And the last thing is Rams 44, Bills 42. Oh, my God, what a football game that was. Josh Allen, the first quarterback in history with three throws and three runs for touchdowns. But Sean McDermott screws it up again. Again, he's like Franklin with this team.
I will say Puka Nacua is something else.
Oh, is he great?
I watch him, and I can't believe he went in the fifth round. Of all the advanced scouting that people have, and I know they're going to be misses, but man, what did you not like about him if you worked him out, if you saw his games in college, it made you think he was going to be anything but a second-round pick or, you know, whatever. The dude is just remarkable.
When they're healthy with Puka and Cooper Kupp.
Cooper made a great block on his touchdown.
And a great catch. It was an illegal block, but it was a nice block. They're 6-2 when they're healthy. Those guys have an elite passing game in a passing league. I would not want to play the Rams in a playoff game. But the Bills are going down at the one-yard line. They're down two scores, a minute left. They have all three timeouts. That's a nice position to be in. Josh Allen gets stopped on a quarterback sneak, okay? So at that point, you're playing the clock, not the Rams.
Correct.
The only thing that you can't do is call timeout. You can go back and spike the ball and go right to third down. That's fine. You can run back to the line and quarterback sneak again. That's fine. You can do anything but call timeout because you're playing the clock. And once you do that, you're forced into an onside kick and the game's basically over. What does McDermott do? He calls timeout. Limits. Yep. He calls timeout.
I didn't understand that. I did not.
It was the worst timeout since Chris Webber, Bob.
Well, that's going back a long ways, but yeah, it was.
Maybe J.R. Smith.
I mean, they fought all the way back to get back in that game, and I thought for sure the way things were going, they were going to win the game. But
what
they
a
didn't.
Ball game that was. All right, so the Steelers now are tied with the Bills. The Bills have an edge based, we've discovered, on strength of schedule, really, which means strength of victory. But man, they're vulnerable right now. And you know what? All the Chiefs need to do is lose one game, Bob. Maybe next week. And suddenly, if the Steelers win and they're in Cleveland, who knows what the Chiefs will do in Cleveland? I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. Maybe Jameis Winston will be Dr. Jameis instead of Mr. Hyde, right? Maybe Cleveland wins. Maybe Houston beats the Chiefs. There still exists a very real possibility that the Christmas Day game could have a number one seed attached to it, Bob.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of hoping they'd lose last night to make it even more compelling.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, they're certainly the team that you would expect to end up with that number one seed. But if it comes down to, you know, they lose, who do they have next, did you say? The Chiefs?
At Cleveland, then home against Houston going into the Christmas Day game.
Okay, well.
Now, Buffalo's got to go into Detroit.
But then Buffalo, after that, has a much easier schedule.
They do. They get the
so
Jets.
So if they win that, they're going to end up with three losses because they won't lose to any of those other teams, I don't think. So that puts the onus on the Steelers to try to, you know, win these games and avoid. But if they, if you know, listen, get a home playoff. Realistically, home playoff game should be the goal that everyone sees.
It's, and we're going to get into this next, this gauntlet that the Steelers are now facing. And what I think is the main priority here. And then I'm going to throw it to Bob, and he's going to take over the show. I love your hat today.
It's one of many that I have that say the same thing. Why? You've seen it. I will take that compliment, though. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God.
I was a little bit rude there.
Did you hear that, Limits?
Out of the blue,
no,
though,
I
you
did.
Come up, you're in the middle of a read or something, and all of a sudden you say, do you like pork rinds? I mean, I don't know how to...
Do you like cotton candy, like, Bob?
That's the last time I compliment your clothing,
no,
Bob.
No, it's, I mean...
That's okay.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. It's back for one night only, Wednesday, December 18th. Our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, including 93.7 The Fan, will be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore, where our on-air hosts and local celebrities take the mic for celebrity karaoke to support Light of Life Rescue Mission. Details at 93.7thefan.com, brought to you by Monster Brewing Hialeah. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. Text line, you can get in with Limits, is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Maybe in Steelers history, they haven't seen a three-game slate like this in 10 days, all against really talented teams. It's unprecedented, I think. Let's take a look at what this means moving ahead. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We're also going to give out some game balls from yesterday's game, including an underrated one that I would like to present, if Bob allows me. His mood seems to have
It's your show, Joe.
Seems to have turned
dour. I'm your caddy. What would you like, a 5-iron? Nah, you need a hybrid.